Belden, brother and sister, ST. St. Helena, California, October 3rd, 1906. Dear brother and sister Belden, the mail closes tonight, and the boat will leave San Francisco tomorrow. We do not forget you. We remember you in our prayers at the family altar. I lie awake nights pleading with God in your behalf. Oh, I feel so sorry for you. I will continue to pray that the blessing of God may rest upon you. He will not leave you comfortless. This world is of but little account. But, my dear brother and sister, Jesus says, "Ask, and ye shall receive. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." Matthew 7, verse 7. I plead this promise in your behalf. Since the last camp meeting, I have had good health. On Sabbath, I spoke to an audience of over 1,000 people. While speaking, a great peace came over me, and these words were put into my mind: "His banner over you shall be love, and His grace shall sustain you." I felt a soft glow of Christ's love in my heart, and ever since that time, I have felt that peace which passeth knowledge. After speaking an hour and a quarter, I felt as much refreshed as at any period in my life. I felt so grateful, so hopeful, so full of peace. My activity has returned, and I have been quickened, soul, mind, and body. I feel grateful every hour. My brother, one night I seemed to be leaning over you and saying, "Only a little longer, only a few more pangs of pain, a few more suffering hours, and then rest, blessed rest. In a special manner you will find peace. All humanity must be tested and tried. All of us must drink the cup and be baptized with affliction. But Christ has tasted death for every man in its bitterest form. He knows how to pity, how to sympathize. Only rest in His arms. He loves you, and He has redeemed you with His everlasting love. Be thou faithful unto death, and thou shalt receive a crown of life. All who live in our world from henceforth will know the meaning of trials. I know that God will give you grace, that He will not forsake you. Call to mind the promises of God. Write, 'Blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.'" Revelation 14, verse 13. "Be of good courage. I would be with you now if I could, but we shall meet in the morning of the resurrection. I seemed to leave you hopeful. Now strengthen your love to God, who gives His grace and His strength to those who need it most. Be of good courage in the Lord." I was also speaking words of comfort to Sister Belden. I was encouraging her, and the room seemed to be filled with angels of God. "Let both of you be of good courage. The Lord will not leave nor forsake you."